राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बलब गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बलब गिरिवर धारी जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चीर वनचारी जमुना चीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री राधा माधव जू की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णु पर परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस वैचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन प्रतिष्ठ आचार्य जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय अनंत कोट वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम सिखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गर शिवा शरी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोपदान की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप सीमा पुदाम की जय गंग मई की जय जमुन मई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय निताय गो प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ओह ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओह ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओह ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओह ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा ग्लोरी टू श्री ल प्रभुपाद ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पदाय परेश मतलब So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text Number 2. Yeah? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satam Ayam Sara Britam Nisago Jyat Arta Vani Shruti Chaitasam Opi Prati Shanam Nabya Ivad Agutasya Yat Sriya Pitanam Ibo Sadhu Varta Satam Mayam Sarabritam Nisago Yadartha Bani Shruta Cheta Samapi Pratikasannam Navya Yad Achutasya Yat Sriyabitanam Niva Saduvarta Satamayam Sarabritam Nisago Jadartha Vani Sruti Chetasamapi Pratikshanam Navaya Vada Chutashayat Sriya Vitanam Niva Sadhu Varta Satamayam Sarabrita Nisargo Jadartha Vani Sruti Chetasamapi Pratikshanam Navya Vada Chutashayat Sriya Vitanam Iva Sadhu Varta Satamayam Sarabitam Nisago Tatatvani Sruta Cheta Samapi Pratishanam Navaya Yadachuta Shaya Sriya Pitanam Nivasadu Varta Satamayam Sarabritam Nisago Yadata Vani Shruta Cheta Samapi Yadata Vani Shruta Cheta Sriya Pritanam Niva Sadhu Varta Satyamayam Sarapritam Visargo Tateta Samapi Yada Chutashaya Sriya Vritanam Niva Sadhu Varta Satamayam Sarabritam Visago Sriya Vritanam Iva Sadhu Shatam, of the devotees, I am this Sarabritam, those who are Paramahamsas, who have accepted the essence of life, Nisarga, feature or symptoms, yet which Artavani, the aim of life, the aim of profit, Shruti, the aim of understanding, Chetasamapi, who have decided to accept the bliss of transcendental subjects as the aim and objective of life. Pratikshanam, every moment, Navyabhat, as if newer and newer, Achutasya, of Lord Krishna, Yat, because Sriya, topics of women or sex, Vitanam, of debauchees who are attached to women, Eva, exactly like Shaduvarta, actual conversion. Actual conversation. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, by Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Paramahamsas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life, are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts. And He is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such objects, just as materialists are attached to the objects of women and sex. Please repeat. Paramahamsas. Devotees who have accepted the essence of life are attached to persons, Sri Krishna, in the core of their hearts, and He is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics, just as materialists are attached to the topics of women and sex. Purport. The word Sharabritam means Paramahamsas. The Hamsa or swan accepts milk from a mixture of milk and water and rejects the water. Similarly, the nature of a persons who have taken to spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna to be the life and soul of everyone, is that they cannot give up Krishna Katha or topics about Krishna at any moment. Such Paramahamsas always see Krishna within the core of the heart. Shanta Shadeva Hideyeshu Bilokayanti. Kam, desires, crowd, anger, and bhaya, fear, are always present in the material world. But in the spiritual or transcendental world, one can use them for Krishna. Kamam Krishna Kamani Arpani. The desire of the Paramahamsa, therefore, is to always act for Krishna. Krodham bhakta dveshi janye. They use anger against the non-devotees and transform bhaya or fear into fear of being deviated from Krishna consciousness. In this way, the life of a Paramahamsa's devotees is used entirely for Krishna, just as the life of a person attached to the material world, is used simply for women and money. What is day for the materialistic persons is night for the spiritualist. What is very sweet for the materialist, namely women and money, is regarded as poison by the spiritualist. Shandarshanam vishayinam ata joshitam cha hihanta hanta vishwa bhakash Pakarnatopi Asadhu. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the Paramahamsa. Krishna is everything. But for the materialist, women and money are everything. Om Agyanti Vrindasya Janan Janan Shalakayo Takshuran Minitandrina Tasmai Shri Grimba. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hari Hari. So here we're talking about Paramahamsas and materialistic persons. There's two opposite personalities. It was a saying in the old days, I don't know if you still use it, Paramahamsa, that you got to glide through like a swan is gliding and pick out the milk and reject the watery portion of it. What was it? They had a term for it. You have to, can't remember. Swan through it. That's right. They used to say you have to swan through the Prabhupada's purports and pick out the milk part and reject the. Of course, there's nothing to be rejected. But the stories are given us here. And it's a fact we see practically. Maybe we're not Paramahamsas, but we're performing activities like the Paramahamsas. It's a fact. As soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, all you want to do is talk about Krishna and hear about Krishna. That's very practical. So there must be something in it why we're doing every day. So even Prabhupada, he's the real Paramahamsa. He said one time, I think Satyadana Prabhu, he went into his room and Prabhupada said, "Do you know what I just read in Krishna book?" He had written the book and everything like that. So it was all new for Prabhupada. He just read something and it was new and enlivening. So newer and newer, fresher and fresher. Every day. So it's a fact that when the person takes the initiation into a bona fide sampradaya, into a bona fide guru, into a bona fide process, a bona fide mantra, a bona fide everything, he gets a spiritual body. Sanatana Goswami says that we have to accept that on the grounds of Shastra, that you get a spiritual body at the time of initiation. Krishna recognizes you by that time, Prabhupada said. Krishna recognizes you by the name you get at the time of initiation. So Sanatana gives the example in Hari Bhakti Vilas that of mercury, an element, metal, liquid metal, mercury and copper, tama. How to make gold? How are they making gold? So the yogis, they can do that, they can produce gold. They drink mercury and then they pass it out as like urine onto the copper pot and the mixture of the mercury that they've drunk the mercury mixed with the somehow or another the whatever combination whatever happens there, but somehow or another when they put that mercury water on copper it becomes golden. One devotee asked Prabhupada, "Can we make gold, Prabhupada?" Prabhupada said, "First drink mercury." Because mercury is deadly poison. So, but Sanatana Goswami says we have to accept this on the strength of Shastra. And then Prabhupada says in the purport, I think it's the third canto. Anyway, he says in the purport that it may be in the Hamsa Gouya prayers somewhere there. And in the Hamsa Gouya prayers. I forgot what I was going to say. Where were we up to? Huh? Get a spiritual body at the time of initiation. Yeah, oh, that's right. And then Prabhupada says, now you may not see that you got a spiritual body. You didn't get another two arms. They didn't pop another two arms out and get, just because you got initiation. So Prabhupada says, but what did happen is that now you just talk of Krishna all the time. We're doing nothing but talking about Krishna, associating with devotees, taking prasad, doing Krishna service. We know nothing but that. So Prabhupada said, you may not have the physical. You may not know how the physical body becomes spiritual because it looks the same as when I was first initiated. Before I was initiated, it looks the same body. But Prabhupada said that at least you can see the subtle body has changed. That is practical. The mind, intelligence, and ego. With that subtle body, it's that we've changed everything now. Just a few years before coming to Krishna consciousness, we never even heard of Krishna, right? But even we've heard of Krishna, nobody chanted Krishna. And all of a sudden, you take initiation, and it's Krishna, 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 Krishna. Where is Krishna? Krishna, Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Prasadam, all that clothing, lifestyle is to draw the attention to Krishna, to become Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada said, you have gross body and subtle body. Of the two, the subtle body is more important because by the subtle body, you get the next gross body. So the subtle body is more important. So we can see how the subtle body has changed. It's a fact. We're all here talking about Krishna. We're all chanting Hare Krishna hold so many hours in the day. What is it? If you're not getting a taste, if you're not accepting it, so this is how Prabhupada organizes society. You can't believe how simultaneously it's simple and everything is contained there. He's presenting the absolute truth. You're an eternal servant of Krishna. Here is your service to Krishna. Everybody is fixed in their constitutional position as soon as they take Krishna consciousness seriously. As the eternal servants of Krishna. Whereas no one else comes to this conclusion. I was in Hrishikesh some time ago, and it's all ashrams there. I was there some years before when I joined the temple also, and that was some ashrams on the bank of the Ganga. It was really idyllic setting, the foothills of the Himalayas. But now you saw they built big high rises there, and the first class residences are there. Because we stayed in one, a friend of Radhanath Maharaj. So we were able to stay in one, but it was like really luxurious. So there's hundreds and hundreds of these ashrams and buildings and everything. And they're all teaching different types of yoga. So Hrishikesh is really a nice place. And all different types of yoga are there. From demigod worship, from Ashtanga yoga, and all the different types of yoga. Even bhakti yoga. I mean, they're doing bhajan, they're doing kirtans and things like that. And but so we spoke to a few of those people. So you can get an idea from the sample. You take a sample, you can get the basic idea there. So all those different processes, I spoke to just a couple of people, but their goal was happiness. You know, it's a transcendental happiness. We've heard of this happiness, a transcendental happiness. So the different paths they were using, that was transcendental, or on the way to transcendental, it was a mode of goodness and things like that. But their goal was to enjoy the results of that particular yoga. Nobody ever said servant. Nobody comes to the conclusion servant. Or even Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody comes to that. They don't want servant still. They still want to be master. Enjoyers and the controllers and enjoyers. This is the bhava rog. This is our material disease. We're identifying as being the controllers and the enjoyers. So this consciousness has been with us since time immemorial. From the beginning of this creation, not to speak of other creations, we can't work it out. Prabhupada said no one can work out in the history when he came into the material world, because you're going back universal times. Universals have gone back into Vishnu. You're still existing and you come out again. So you can't trace out how long you've been in material existence. And you're going through 8,400,000 species of life again and again and again and again and again and again. And the bodies have changed. The 8,400,000, their bodies have changed. But this one thing hasn't changed. That's the consciousness of being the controller and enjoyer. That we take with us wherever we go. Whatever situation. I want to be the controller. Why control? So I can enjoy. So they're all doing these different systems. Like the Ashtanga yogis are very... Very good example, because there it's all control. The first, the asana, sitting posture control, pranayama, breath control. It's all control, 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 control. What is the goal? The eightfold steps of yoga. What is the ultimate goal? Samadhi. Enjoy. Samadhi. This is. We learn this is a very blissful state of existence. They enter in samadhi. So it's like that. The yoga system is showing like that. But they're all like that. All these systems are like that. They're controlling so we can enjoy it. That's all that's going on. No question of servant, no question of Krishna service. How I can be happy by controlling it. Now, this is the reason why Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita so many processes, so many systems, all the yoga systems Krishna is giving, breath control. He's giving knowledge of Paramatma, knowledge of Atma, knowledge of yoga, knowledge of control, knowledge of... And they're all the same old thing. As my friend Padma Lochan always used to say, and I like this, I like to quote him. He said, give up, that's why Krishna's saying, he's coming saying, give up that damn nonsense controlling and enjoying mentality and surrender to Krishna. Give up that damn nonsense. Because they're all controlling and enjoying processes. So why does Krishna give them? Because different persons are in different stages of life. And they want to... They're exhibited according to their particular mentalities. They want to control and enjoy it. So Krishna's catering for their desires and giving him all these different processes. So many processes in Bhagavad Gita. Vanashram, everything. All different processes, but they're all processes. Those Padma, give up the damn nonsense controlling and enjoying processes and just surrender to Krishna. Pamalochan Prabhu ki jai. So, yeah, so here the chasing after the women and making money, money and sex. That's what's going on in this material world, main thing. I was in Prabhupada's room here at the Lotus Building, and Prabhupada was doing something, writing or reading or something, looking into his book. And there was one elderly gentleman. He used to come see Prabhupada quite regularly from, I think, from Calcutta. Anyway, Prabhupada was there. He was just doing something, and this elderly man, he was there, and he was talking a little bit. And then he was started talking about sense control and things like that. And then he said, and when you get to a certain age, automatically this desire, this sex desire will stop. And Prabhupada looked up and he said, "Hey, automatically never." Automatically never. Then he told the story of King Akbar, who said the same thing to his servant. When you get old, then the senses get so weak that they become weak and you can control it. So his minister said to Akbar, "Okay, I'll show you one time." So then after some time he called his minister and he said, "Listen," he said, one of the other ministers got old and he's on his deathbed, he's going to die in any minute. Let's go and see him. But one thing I wanted to tell you before we go in there, you watch his expression, you watch his eyes. What happens when we come in? Because I'm going to bring my very beautiful daughter with me. She's a queen, princess, very beautiful. So then he went, and they went into the minister's room, his deathbed, he's on his deathbed. And immediately his eyes went to the young girl there. See? So, automatically never. The emperor of the... He was emperor, Akbar. Emperor. Walks into your room and the woman is more interesting than being the emperor. So this is how Maya... Mighty Maya is working. There's a story of Jaimini, the philosopher. It's the Kama Mimamsa philosophy. He's the compiler of that philosophy. Just do your good work. By good work alone, you'll get the result. You don't have to worship anyone because you're obliged by your work. You're obliged to get the good result. But you don't always get a result. Good result. Prabhupada gives the example to defeat that philosophy. He says you may have the best physician, best medicines, best hospital, best medical, everything best, but the patient dies. So it's not dependent on... Or your children, you look after your children so much, you give them education, you give them everything, and then they become hippie, run off and leave everything. So it's not dependent on our activities, the result. There's another cause. Anyway... The atheistic philosophy. Krishna was speaking to Nanda Maharaj, the Govardhan Leela, like an atheist. What do we have to care? We depend on our results of our own activities. Even if there's a god or a demigod, they have to pay anyway because of our activity. Anyway, Jaimini, he was a student of Vedavyas. So Vedavyas was telling the dangers of association with women and how it's binding in this material world. So then after that, the class, it was a good class. So, but Jaimini, he was thinking that sounds a bit over exaggerated, you know. I mean, we're here in the mountains, Himalayas, there's no Maya here. Everything is fresh foods we're offering to the Guru, and we're serving Guru, and so good. How can Maya actually be built up? Us, we're living in like nice brahmacharis, and matted hair. How we can become influenced? So, anyway, that night, or a monsoon, the tornado came, like last night. Terrific, just sprung up all of a sudden, this terrific tornado. And it was pitch black, and it started to thunder and lightning and pouring of rain. You couldn't see anything. And so Jaimini, he locked all of his doors and windows in his little cabin. And then suddenly he heard a scream, some screaming. What's that? He was just definitely screaming. Someone is out there. This. So he went to the window and he walked out. Who is it? Who's there? Someone is there. Help, help me, help me, help me. Where are you? I'm here, I'm outside. So he starts shouting, come, 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 come to my, where I'm shouting. You can hear me. So then she come close and he saw it. It was a young lady there. And she said, oh, she sat on the veranda and she was scared and cold and wind. She said, I was out collecting firewood or something and this storm blew up and I couldn't. Anyway, thank you. I'd sleep here tonight on the veranda. No, 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 come inside. You're soaking wet, it's cold. He was, because when he was looking, when she was, he was calling to, then suddenly the lightning flashed. The lightning came and he saw that form of the young girl. And she, because all of her clothes was wet because of the storm, it was all sticking to her body. And so he called her, come, 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 come. So then he said, you can stay here. She said, no, no, I can't stay with another man in the room in different middle of the night. No, no, you'll be okay. I've got a separate room here with a lock on it. You can stay there. Lock the door. Don't even answer for anyone. Even myself, I come and I knock, you don't answer. You'll be satisfied. So I said, okay then. So then she gave her the room and the key and she locked herself in the room and she had some dry cloth. And the Jaimini was thinking, well, what is it? Suppose I hadn't been here. She would have been lost, you know, poor girl. And she was freezing cold and soaking wet and all of her cloth was sticking to her body she was very attractive. And knock, 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 knock. Can you open the door? Who is it? It's Jaimini. No, 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 no. You've said I shouldn't open for anyone. No, no, it's okay. I'm a sadhu. It's okay. No, no, I can't let you in. Please, please let me in. I've become so attractive just by... And she said, no, no, you can't come in. And he said, well, will you marry me then? And she said, yes, I can do that. But I was some one condition that in the morning I want to go and see the goddess on top of the mountain so you can take me up there. You will go on your hands and knees and I will sit on your back and you will take me to the top of the mountain into the Devi temple. If you can do that, I'll marry you. So he said, okay, good deal, good proposition. So he said, okay, sit on, morning came. So... okay, sit on my back. So he was going up on his hands and knees and she was sitting on his back. And because there was a storm, all the stones and pieces of slate and everything had been washed down and all his knees were getting cut and blood and his elbows, it was all bleeding. But still he was saying, I'm nearly to the top, I'm nearly to the top. And then he got to the top, at last, at last. And now she turns around and he said, hey, Gurudev. Gurudev, it's you. Hey, he said yes. And you didn't, you were doubting the power of Maya. And it just took one lightning flash. In the time of one lightning flash, you became completely, you made an ass out of yourself. You become an ass. And it only took you a brief, a lightning flash of time. So, this is the power of Maya. The power of Maya. So, here the solutions is, we're talking about here, Shravanam Kirtanam. Shravanam Kirtanam, this is not only Shravanam Kirtanam, it's emphasizing Shravanam Kirtanam, but all types of service. We have the Paramas therefore always act for Krishna in all different ways and service. So Shravanam Kirtan, this is the main activity of devotees. We are here now doing this. But also all other activities of devotional service. They're all Paramahamsa activities, especially in Mayapurda. We have a direct order from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to build a temple, to build a city. Not exactly Shravanam Kirtanam, but it's the order of the Lord, it's devotional service. It's there. So, so this is what we've got, and this is what we've taken to. We're all engaged in devotional service. And everyone else is working hard. But what for? For money and women. They think these are everything. He's quoting Mahaprabhu. For the Paramahansa Krishna is therefore everything. But for the materialist, women and money are everything. We have our everything, they have their everything. Okay. So here we're going to hear nice prayers from Lord Brahma to Krishna. Very beautiful prayers. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you. Any question or comment?
Thank you, Prabhu. What is the mechanism, what is the medium in how the transcendental sound vibration, the hearing, is ever fresh, ever new?
How it's ever new, yes, and ever fresh.
You don't get it with Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. You don't get ever fresh, ever increasing pleasure from anything of the mundane world, aside from, you know, separate from Krishna, material sound vibration. How is it? What is it? The medium, can you explain any insight on how it appears ever fresh? Or yeah, how? It's kind of a how question. And why might be related, why?
Yeah, it's because the Paramahamsa means one who is awakened. He's awakened to his eternal identity as spirit, as soul, as servant of Krishna. He's awakened to that. So he's ever fresh, because Brahman is ever fresh, Aham Brahmasmi. He's awakened to the ever fresh nature, which is the eternal nature is ever fresh. So he's awakened to that. So now everything he sees and deals with becomes also ever fresh.
Especially Krishna.
Huh?
Especially Krishna.
Especially Krishna, yeah. So they won't go to the Paramahansa, they'll go to devotional service. They won't go to the women and sex path. So that will be always ever fresh. And all they do is for Krishna, in Krishna's service. So because they're ever fresh, therefore their activities will be ever fresh. So yeah, that's a blessing. We need a blessing to become awakened to our ever fresh, newer and newer existence. Yeah, we can get from those who have got it. So specifically the Guru, he's trying to awaken us to this, our eternal nature. One who has tasted the eternal, Prabhupada. He's done with lust. He tasted the eternal and he knows how to surrender to Krishna. So yes, it was absorption in devotional service, ever fresh, and a rejection of anything else that's unfavorable for devotional service. Like the demons are being killed here. There's different meanings. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing that. So one meaning of Bhakashatru, the Bhaka demon, is that he is a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. That's one of the qualities that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about Bhakasura. Because Bhakasura, he had two beaks, Bhak, that big birds with long beaks. So Krishna, he killed the Bhaka demon by bifurcating those two beaks. So he's regarded as deceit, because you say you make so many promises to the spiritual master, and sometimes you deceive your spiritual master. Something comes you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said the remedy for this, keeping Maya at bay, so we can be constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting and devotional service. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you should call upon the name of Bhakashatru, the servant. The servant of the killer of Bhakashatru. Krishna is the killer of Bhakashatru, or Bhaka demon. So become the servant of the killer of Bhakashatru. We want to become not approaching Krishna directly, but approaching the servant of Krishna. So when Maya is coming, trying to deviate as her business, she's presenting herself for our choose, our like, our dislike. I like it, I don't like it. If I don't like it, I'll reject it. If I like it, I'll accept it. That's all that goes on in the material world. So we're always being presented with objects of Maya. Even when you're chanting Hare Krishna, still Maya is their business. You present, here's an object. Now you consider, do you want to enjoy it or you want to reject it? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you should we call upon the names of the servant of the killer of Bhaka. Maya is coming to lure us away. She's come to kill our bhakti. This is her business. Luring you away from Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, at that time you call upon the servant of the killer of Bhakti demon. This means a guru. Or whoever you've taken shelter of. Loudly call his name, O servant of the killer of Bhakti, Krishna. So you can call upon the guru very loudly, and then the maya will go away. It's 100% foolproof process. If you want maya to go away, this is how you do it. You loudly call upon this preceptor and your guru and your Prabhupada, Prabhupada, maya is coming. Psh, maya is gone. She doesn't like pure devotees. She's scared of the pure devotees. So you call upon the name very loudly. And maya will go, Baka will go. So this way we can test ourselves also. We can test our advancement. That when maya does present objects, how ready are we and prepared are we to shout in the name? Sometimes we can do it easily. Prabhupada, whoever else our guru or we're taking shelter of. Sometimes the mind doesn't want to go away, even you're shouting. So you can test, make tests of your advancement. Can you call loudly at the time when maya is making that? Or do we want to enjoy that? I investigate it further, it's only then maya will crash. So this is the one process, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it definitely works. Yeah. But you have to be prepared to do it. Shout very loudly the name of it. So this will test your advancement in spiritual life. If you can do that, then we bring ourselves to the Paramahamsa platform, at least on the right track, towards the Paramahamsa. The Paramahamsa will take, he's the one who will scare maya away. Because Krishna, he gives you maya. As the Paramatma, you perform your activities, and your sinful activity is maya. Krishna says, gives you a dictation, don't do it. It's maya. The guru says, the shastra says, but maya says, chup, chup. Chup means shut up. The mind will say to you, shut up. I want to ponder on this object of sense gratification a bit more. So you get advice from the super soul. He gives you a warning. Prabhupada says Krishna gives you three warnings. Don't do it. It's maya. Guru says, Krishna says, no, chup, stop. So Krishna, he would sanction, okay, you're determined, okay. Then Krishna sanctions that. Then you can embrace maya for the. But Guru, he will never sanction. You call upon Guru's name. Come with it. Chase maya away. Prabhupada said, Radharani has a club. She has a club. And she uses it sometimes. The devotee said, but Prabhupada, Radharani, sees he like the epitome of a femininity and you're talking about hitting it with a club. Prabhupada said, yes, and she will use it to protect her devotees. So, that's right. So Guru, he will never allow a disciple or maya to come. He will chase if the disciple is sincere. So therefore, it's a remedy. Call upon the gurus, and it works. And we can also test our own advancement. First, then we can take to the Paramahansa platform. All the systems of yoga are like that, purification. So you can come to the Paramahansa platform, Brahman platform. They're all the same. Cheto Dharapanamajanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission begins at this point. Become pure. Cleanse your heart. Then the holy name can come and reveal and everything can happen. But first thing, Cheto Dharapanamajanam, cleanse the heart. So practically all the processes are like this, cleansing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you.
My question is, what is the significance of Lord Balaram's plow in his hand? That is, like Radharani, sometimes you just mentioned she can use club. And then, is that anything to do with our heart or the whiz, the anartas in our heart?
Oh, I don't know.
The significance of the plow is to, like, plow the field. Before you plant the seeds, you have to plow the field. So that Lord Balaram's preparing the heart for the planting of the Bhakti Lata Beach.
Hare Bol.
To plant the seed of devotion. So that's the plow. Gaura Govinda Maharaj had explained that. I thought.
Yeah, Prabhupada mentioned also, because Balaram is an agriculturalist, he's a Vaishya. He carries the plow. But when there's a demon coming, he takes use of a plow, right? Palamba, sure. Huh? Yeah. He used the plow to kill. Who's the last demon? He cooked him in the sky. That was with the plow. Plambashora. I think Plambashora, yeah. Yeah, he hooked him from the... He was flying, I think, that demon, so he pulled him down with his plow. Yeah, Maharaj said that he pulled the Jamuna, scratched, made many, many rivulets in the Jamuna River. And then he dragged the whole of the city towards the Jamuna with his plow. That goes out on the that will go onto the TV. This is repeat to question. If you speak, it doesn't record it.
So just in relation to Lord Balaram's plow, I was just describing different things Lord Balaram did with the plow, that he reduced the height of Rebati, one of his wives. Lord Balaram has two wives, Varuni and Rebati. So it said he brought Rebati down to his size because she was from the previous yuga and she was very tall.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Devotees, Paramahamsas, they spontaneously think about Krishna, they serve Krishna spontaneously, but we are not on this level, and we are not on this level. I'm not on this level, for example. So, and last class, I remember you said we have to learn how to do this. It's not so easy. So we have to also learn how to think about Krishna, how to serve Krishna all the time. So in everyday life, because sometimes we're busy doing different things, but we want to think about Krishna's pastimes, or we want that these thoughts coming spontaneously, to how to get on this level, more spontaneous devotional service, that Krishna can appear in your mind, not how to get more.
Couldn't catch it all, but the same thing as you purify the heart, then that much more will be revealed. So we're concentrating on the beginning and cleansing, the cleansing process. I couldn't catch all of your questions. But if the heart is pure, then the attractions will come to purity of your... As they surrender me, I reward them accordingly. So. As the heart becomes purified, then the more things are to be revealed. Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai go premanandi, hari hari go. Thank you.